Welcome to the McKelke Leadership Academy podcast, a podcast designed for student athletes who want to enhance their leadership skills, their academic performance, their athletic abilities, and develop into a better version of themselves. I'm your host, Aaron McKelke. If your school doesn't have a leadership class, if you want help improving your leadership capacity, or if you aim to level up your leadership as an athlete, then this podcast is built for you. Welcome to this episode of the McKelke Leadership Academy podcast. Our topic today is how can I lead others? So last week we defined leadership as a leader is someone who's going on a journey and taking others with them. If you're not going on a journey, you're not a leader. And if you are going on a journey, but it's by yourself, you're also not a leader. We discussed the importance of having goals, writing those down so it's not a hope, a wish, or a dream, but a goal. And then you should have your journey figured out. This episode is about how can I start to lead others and influence people around me and teammates. What do I have to do first before I can lead other people? The first question you have to ask yourself is, why do you want to lead others? Do you want the glory, the C on your chest, the title, the status, or do you just want to help make your team better? And having that motive figured out is really the first step, because if all you want is the status or the title, one, that's not a very fulfilling thing. And two, people are not going to follow someone just because of that status or title, which we'll discuss in a later episode in the series. So let's just say I want to make my team better. I want our team to win more games. I want us to have the best season ever. That's a great motive to want to lead other people. We have a journey and you're going on it. Let's say having a winning record for your sports team this season, or winning a championship, or setting new records in the weight room, or earning a college scholarship for academics or athletics. Whatever it is, it's written down. That's your journey. You're going on it. Now you need to think about what others might want to go on that journey with you. Who else might be interested in that? Do you have teammates who want to get faster, get stronger, or win a championship? I hope you do, because if you play a team sport and you don't have those, it's not going to happen because of you, no matter how good of a leader you are. Do you have classmates who want to go to college, get a scholarship? Do you have siblings who want to be healthier? You already have these people, and they're already following you, but you may not have thought about having a journey. Even without a title or a position, you've always had people who look up to you. There might be freshmen on your team. You could be the worst upperclassman, but you're a junior or a senior. They look up to you the first day. No matter what your GPA is, there are classmates that would look at yours and say, wow, I wish I was as good a student as you. If you have younger siblings or relatives, they always look up to you. I remember being a kid when I was in later elementary, early middle school. I had cousins that were high school age, and I thought they were the coolest ever. Not because they were the best or the smartest or even really leaders on purpose, but I looked up to them, and you definitely have those too. The question isn't whether or not you're leading others, it's who are you already leading and who do you want to lead? Because that may not be the same group of people. Let's say you want to lead your teammates and your journey you're going on is you want your team to have a winning season. We're going to take two really simple steps and say, do these two things in order and you will be a leader on a journey and have someone following you. The first step is figure out who the leader of that team already is. Probably the head coach, maybe a captain. And just ask them, hey, what can I do to help better lead our teammates? Then go share that with your teammates. Those are the only two steps. And it sounds deceptively easy, but most people don't do this. And that's why they're not leaders. Let's say we're going to go ask our coach. It's a straightforward conversation. You want to have it face to face, definitely not a text. If you're not going to have time to talk to him face to face, you could text him and say, can I stay after 5 minutes and chat with you? Or however you message them. But have this discussion with them face to face. And it's really easy. Just say, hey, coach, I want to talk about our season or our team. Make sure they have time to do it. Maybe they take you in the coach's office or pull you aside on the court. And you just say, hey, I want us to be the team that, let's say your journey, your goal is for your team to have a winning record. I want us to be the team that has a winning record this season. What do you need from me in order to lead our team to that goal? Because your head coach or your captain probably already wants this and definitely has thoughts on what do we need to do to make it happen. And then they'll give you ideas. So they might say, okay, I want us to have a winning season too. Here's what it takes. We need more players at summer workouts. We need everybody academically eligible. These three kids are failing English. Maybe we need to get our players to know the playbook better because we put in a new offense this season. Whatever it is, they're giving you the how to achieve your goal. Now you're aligned with your leader. And this is really the skill of followership. And it sounds backwards, but if you want to lead other people, you first have to be a good follower. Perfect that skill set, because if you're not following someone else and you're not the head coach, you're not the boss, the CEO, that's what leaders have to do first, is follow people that are ahead of them. To get other people to follow you, what you're really doing is making sure you're someone else's first follower. And this is great to do in the off season, maybe the first day of practice. If you have some kind of team meeting, hey, this is what's going on this season, here's when the workouts are, that's a great time to go up to your coach and just say, hey, I'm your first follower. I want that same goal, winning season, whatever. What do we need to do to make that happen? And think about how many players on a team have had a face-to-face conversation with their coach about being a better leader and asking him for input on how to do that. I've been a coach for over 20 different seasons, most of those head coach of high school football teams, and I can't think of more than five players who've ever come up and asked me anything like that. So I've coached 500 to 750 kids in football. That means maybe 5% of them have ever asked me that. Just by doing that, you're already a leader, because most people would never ask their coach that. If they did, it'd be a text or a remind message. It wouldn't be a face-to-face sincere thing. That's step one, is just have that conversation with your leader and say, hey, I'm your first follower. This is the goal I have, the journey. We're going to have a winning season, win a championship, whatever it is. What do you need from me in order to make that happen? Every coach will give you a list of things and say, yep, I need your help. Let's make this happen. The next step is you just need to declare your intent to your team. Basically, you need to tell your teammates, hey, this is a journey and I'm going on it. Want to come with me? It's that simple. You don't want to do this in the group chat or text message. You want to do it face to face, and individually is better. You don't need to call a team meeting and stand up on the bench and talk to 20 guys or girls. Just talk to the person next to you before practice or during warmups or in the squat rack. Say, hey, I want us to be the team that has a winning season. This is what we need to do. Coach and I talked. We need more guys at summer workouts. And you're going to get pushback from some of your teammates. We'll talk in a later episode this season about what the cost of leadership is, because there is a cost and you have to be willing to pay that cost if you want to be a leader. Some people might make fun of you, say you're just trying to kiss the coach's butt, or you're a tryhard, or whatever thing they're trying to say to put up a barrier between you and the journey you're going on. You're establishing that you're willing to take on a leadership role for the team. And that's the door that you have to go through to influence others. Because if you're not willing to step out and take on that leadership role, you're not going to have anybody following you. This example is about sports teams, but it's 100% the same at your job. You could do this with the manager. It's 100% same for your class. So you have a group project in chemistry. You have the exact same talk with your chemistry teacher and say, what's our group need to do to get an A? They're going to tell you. You're going to declare your intent and say, hey, group, we're going to get an A. Here's what the teacher says. Now let's go do it. It's also the same with your family. You could ask your parents, and this is a crazy thought, teenagers, but ask your parent, what do you need me to do in order for our family to be X? Like get along better, have more fun together as a family, keep the house clean, whatever. Your parents going to have ideas on what to do. And then you go to your siblings or the other parent and say, this is the journey I'm going on. Let's do it together. You have your journey. That was from episode one. That's a goal. It's written down. It's got a date. That's what separates it from a wish upon a star or a dream. It's a goal. Then you're another leader's first follower. So you go, here's the journey I'm going on. I'm going to help you get their coach. I'm going to help you get their manager. I'm going to help you get their teacher. And you declare your intent. Basically, go to your teammates and say, we're going to do this. Some of them won't like it. Some of them will push back, but that's the cost of leadership. So it's simple, but 95% of your teammates and your competition, so the team, a crosstown rival, or somebody in your conference, they're not lined up at their coach's door saying, what do we need to do to have a winning record? Just by doing that, you're already ahead of most of your competition. Leadership is going on a journey and taking others with you. Now you have a clear journey, that's your goal, and you're taking others with you, those are your followers. Next episode, we'll learn about being a leader without a formal title or role, without being the senior, without being the captain, without being a starter. Anyone, any age, any skill level can be a leader on any team. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the McKelke Leadership Academy podcast, a podcast designed for student athletes who want to enhance their leadership skills, their academic performance, their athletic abilities, and develop into a better version of themselves. I'm your host, Aaron McKelke. Don't settle for being average. Leaders don't just do the bare minimum, they do more than expected. Now, it's time for the most important part. To learn from a book, close the book. To learn from leadership class, walk out of class. And to learn from this podcast, you have to turn off the podcast and do work.